Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving into Carmel by the Sea today.
Oh yeah, Carmel. Sounds charming.
It really is. We're looking at this message from the mayor, Dale Byrne.
Oh, okay.
It's titled, "The More Things Change."
Mm-hmm.
And well, it gets you thinking, Carmel. It's history, where it is now and where it's going. It's a crossroads, you know.
I see. Well, lots of places are facing that these days, right?
Yeah.
What makes Carmel's situation unique?
Well, Byrne talks about this special feeling in Carmel. You can walk down Scenic Drive in the morning, see Pebble Beach off in the distance, and it's like time stands still. And Ocean Avenue, he says, it's buzzing with this energy.
A real sense of place.
Exactly. And people feel connected there, newcomers, longtime residents, everyone.
It's interesting, though, because he also talks about the need to adapt. Like, how do you hold on to that charm while still moving forward?
Right. He brings up some challenges. The forest is aging, there's the need for more housing, and parking is always an issue.
I bet. And the businesses, are they feeling the squeeze too?
He mentions that, yeah. Economic pressures. But he doesn't just focus on the problems. He talks about thoughtful stewardship.
What does that even mean?
It's about making decisions that respect Carmel's past, but also make sure it has a future. It's a balancing act.
So, what are the specific things Carmel needs to decide on?
Well, he mentions architecture. It can't just be any new building, it has to fit in.
Right. Gotta keep that Carmel look.
Then there's the state mandates for housing, which are tricky.
Yeah, I've heard about those. And what about the partnerships he mentions?
He thinks those are key for things like addressing community needs and restoring resources. Oh, and keeping the town financially stable. That's a big one, too.
Sounds like a lot on their plate.
It is.
Yeah.
And Byrne is really calling for people to get involved. He says the city council meetings are where it's at.
So citizens have a real voice in this.
He believes so. And this is where I think it gets interesting.
How so?
It seems like some of these tough decisions have been put off for too long.
Kicking the can down the road, as they say.
Exactly. And now it's crunch time. The council needs to get things done to the finish line.
I can see why he's emphasizing citizen involvement then. More voices, more ideas.
And he even says it's okay to disagree. Diverse opinions, he thinks, can lead to better solutions.
I think he's right. Especially when everyone loves Carmel and wants what's best for it, you know?
Absolutely. These city council meetings are going to be lively,
Yeah.
but that's a good thing. I think Byrne wants people to really engage, to be passionate about their town, and to come together to find solutions.
So if you're listening to this and you find yourself in Carmel, strolling down those charming streets, remember there's a whole lot going on behind the scenes, a community trying to figure out how to move forward while holding on to what makes it special.
It's an inspiring story, really. It reminds us that progress and preservation can go hand in hand. It's not always easy, but it's worth striving for.
And maybe even more than that, maybe it reminds us that our voices matter. In our own communities, in our own ways, we can all contribute to shaping the future. Carmel shows that. And hey, if you're ever visiting, why not check out a city council meeting yourself? You might just find yourself swept up in the Carmel spirit.
It's contagious, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's our deep dive into Carmel by the Sea. We'll see you next time, folks.
See ya.